Watch, Catholics pray in protest outside DC restaurant holding gospel drag brunch. By Catherine Hamilton on August 22, 2023. Catholics prayed the rosary in protest across the street from a so-called gospel drag show taking place at a restaurant in Washington, D.C., on Saturday. The restaurant, called Crazy Aunt Helen's, hosted Chic Weedley's Drag Gospel Brunch, a show which appears to take place monthly at the venue, the event page shows. A photograph of the drag show brunch menu provided to Breitbart News shows several cocktails with sacrilegious names under the title The Gospel of Chic Weedley, including Bottomless Jesus Juice, Let the Lord Lay You Down, Blood on the Cross, and Fighting Temptation. Come catch the Holy Spirit at Crazy Aunt Helen's. Starring Chic Weedley and her cast of ladies performing gospel classics in two special shows. $38 gets you entry in your choice of one brunch entree. Bottomless mimosas and other drink specials will be available, the event description states. Join Chic Weedley and her ladies and let them take you to church. One peaceful Catholic protester told Breitbart News Matthew Purdy that the show was doubly offensive and blasphemous. We come here today in front of Crazy Aunt Helen's restaurant where they are putting on not just a drag show, but they are juxtaposing that with what they call gospel. So it makes it doubly offensive and blasphemous, protester Preston Noel said. We don't know exactly what they are going to do inside. And we don't need to go inside to know, to see. We don't need to drink polluted water to know it's bad for you. But we know that what they are doing is awful. They're juxtaposing something that in itself is basically pornographic with something that is religious. In other venues, drag shows have done unspeakable things to crucifixes, he continued. We are here to pray in reparation to God and His Blessed Mother for the sins and offenses that are going to be committed inside this restaurant. Self-identified Christians and Catholics have protested the so-called gospel drag show at Crazy Aunt Helen's before. In March, Chic Weedley posted a video of himself confronting protesters outside of Crazy Aunt Helen's. So we must be doing something right because today was our gospel drag brunch and a few Christians showed up to protest the show. I'm so proud of Chic Weedley and Jacob Weinstein for keeping the peace and keeping the show going. So now that's two different groups of haters that want us to diminish our little light. Not today, Satan, a post the drag queen is tagged in reads. Jerry Van Hook, aka Chic Weedley, happens to be the first ever drag queen invited to perform at the White House, at the request of the Obama administration. The performance was a part of a transgender community briefing. Polling shows most Americans do not believe that Christian faiths should have to compromise their traditional beliefs to accommodate woke ideology. A solid majority, 68%, have said traditional Christian faiths should not be forced to compromise their traditions and beliefs to align with liberal ideology, including transgenderism, although not all drag queens identify as transgender. Another survey found that most Americans believe that the status of being a man or woman is wholly determined by biology. 57% across the board agree that sex is based on that alone. Just 43% believe a person's sex is determined by a person's sense of their gender.